From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Alyssa Block. Actor, director, and producer Mel Gibson was arrested late last week for alleged drunk driving. This might have been a typical Hollywood dust-up, except for reports that Gibson launched into an anti-Semitic rant after the police stopped him. NPR's Kim Masters joins us to fill us in on the controversy. And Kim, how did this all start?
Well, Gibson was allegedly driving 87 miles per hour along the Pacific Coast Highway in Malibu. He flunked a blood alcohol test. He was arrested, and several hours later, he was released on $5,000 bail.
But then in the meantime, we've learned more about what happened while he was in custody.
Well, when they arrested him, a website called TMZ.com broke the story that in the original arresting deputy's report, he had said that Gibson was extremely profane and abusive. He asked one of the officers if he were Jewish. He cursed Jews in language that we cannot repeat on the radio. And he blamed Jews for all the wars in the world.
Now, this is not the first time that there have been a lot of questions about Mel Gibson and anti-Semitism. It was a huge issue when he made the movie The Passion of the Christ.
Yes, Mel Gibson's father is a Holocaust denier. And when Gibson was making The Passion of the Christ, which he did with his own money, by the way, many Jews were concerned that the film was a vehicle for anti-Jewish sentiment. So Gibson was questioned about his views on the Holocaust. And, you know, he was pretty coy. He denied being anti-Semitic, but he also said his father, the Holocaust denier, had never lied to him in his life. And that obviously doesn't quite address the question of whether Gibson believes that the Holocaust occurred. And there was also an issue over this very controversial blood curse in which Jews supposedly are forever responsible for the death of Jesus. Gibson sort of apparently took it out of the film in response to criticism, but he just took out the English subtitle and he left it in the dialogue, which is in another language.
Well, what's the response been to this latest incident?
Well, you know, for one thing, there are a lot of questions as to whether this Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department tried to sanitize that deputy's report and, in fact, whether they've let Mel Gibson off the hook in driving incidents before. The Sheriff's Department has denied any misconduct. Not surprisingly, some in the Jewish community have said that this reveals Gibson's true nature. The Anti-Defamation League, for example, said that Gibson clearly is a bigot.
Now, Gibson did issue some sort of apology over the weekend. What did he say?
Well, he issued a statement. He said he was deeply ashamed of everything he said, and he blamed the incident on the fact that he was drunk. He singled out the deputies whom he subjected to what he called belligerent behavior in his apology. The problem is he did not address the anti-Semitic language. So the Anti-Defamation League, for example, says Gibson is fudging on the issue.
And has there been any reaction from Hollywood?
Well, you know, there has been a call from one agent, Ari Emanuel, whom you might know as the model for Ari Gold in Entourage, calling for sort of a Hollywood boycott of Gibson. Disney is set to release his next film, Apocalypto, in a few months, and that's kind of an irony because Disney just announced that it's firing hundreds of people. It's going to make mostly family films that deserve to carry the Disney brand, and obviously they're now set to distribute what's likely to be a very blood-soaked movie about the decline of the Mayan civilization. And so some folks naturally are wondering whether Disney will try to wriggle out of the deal. The studio's only issued this sort of cryptic statement saying the film is set to be released in December. The president of the studio, Oren Aviv, told me that he accepts Mel Gibson's apology.
And after that film, Apocalypto, what then?
It's a tricky question, really. The industry's been in rough shape. We don't have that many movie stars. So I think the real question will come down to whether Mel Gibson has hurt his image in the heartland and whether, you know, people will still flock, even if he took a part in a very commercial movie like What Women Want.
NPR's Kim Masters in Los Angeles. Thanks very much.
Thank you.